Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
It's another edition of your favourite podcast, Opinions Matter, with Jeremy and Katie in for this edition. And it's all with thanks to our podcast sponsor, Hum. As you heard the lady say, Hum is a place, a company, where you can apply for credit on purchases of up to 30,000 quid. Lots of you have been using it. If you want to check them out, their website, shophum.com. Hum with two M's .com. Shophum.com. Apply for credit. Spread out the cost of the payment, which is always a good thing to do. It's fairly easy to apply for the credit as well. You have to be over 18 and just provide a proof of address on your PPS number, be an Irish citizen, and a couple of other things that you should pass the test. But it's very easy, so easy to apply for credit that even Katie did it. So shophum with two M's .com. From daily needs to dream buys, Hum has got your back. And thank you to the guys at Hum for sponsoring today's podcast. Now, as we explained on social media, this has been an interview that we wanted to do for the last 2 weeks. Has it been 2 weeks?
It's just over 2 weeks ago when we got this message. And there's obviously, because of the nature, I suppose, of what we're about to talk about, there's been a lot of kind of back and forth. And I know this person was kind of unsure about whether he would talk to us or not. But we have obviously come to the agreement that he would talk to us based on a number of conditions, like the voice disguise, like name change.
Yeah, hence the delay in talking to Gary, which he wants to be called, was because our voice change wasn't working. So we had to get that fixed. And then after leaving it for so long, he kind of had second thoughts. And then we got back in contact with him and we said, we really want to hear your story. And one of the other conditions, and we'll ask Gary about that in a moment, and I completely understand this, and I know some of you are probably frustrated that you're not getting a chance to come on and have a go with him, but he doesn't want that, okay? And I can't blame him. Why would he want to sit here? Why would he want to sit here?
I would be surprised if anybody would have a go with him over this. I mean, this isn't something...
Oh, sorry. When we put this up on... And we didn't even... explain the full story behind it. When we put this up on our Facebook page earlier, people were going bloody nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but...
Well, the first thing I thought when I read this was I felt sympathy.
I'm sorry, do you know what our listeners are like? They have no sympathy for... No, joking aside.
Yeah.
They have no sympathy for anybody. And he didn't want to be challenged. Well, not challenged. Like, we will...
Lambasted.
He didn't want to be just called names and stuff like that. Now, we will actually challenge him, obviously. We're not going to give him a free ride because... you know, it's a very complex situation what he's going through. But anyway, that explains why his voice, obviously his voice needs to be changed. There's a 2-year-old child involved in this story as well. So we have to be very, very, very careful. But Gary finally joins us on the line. Welcome to Opinions Matter, Gary. How are you?
Hiya. How are you, Maury?
Actually, it was probably a stupid question to ask, how are you? Because you have had... You've been married for 5 years, but this goes back, your story goes back a lot further than then, doesn't it?
I've always had an inkling that that I had an interest in men, and I suppose it manifested during my early teens, and I had my first experience when I was about 15, maybe 16, of being with a guy, and I fobbed it off as it was just an experience, and it's always been in the back of my mind, and I fought it and fought it and fought it, but I think I just need to just, it's an awful thing because I feel I need to just be true to myself.
You're 35 years old now, you're married 5 years, so you got married when you were 30, is that correct?
Yeah.
And when you got married, and I understand again, you really want to be protected of your identity because of your partner, your wife, and the child that you have together, which we'll get into later on in the conversation. But on the day you got married, did you know 100% that you were gay?
I don't want to be gay, but it's not something I feel I can hide away from anymore. I always thought, I always put it in the back of my mind, and I got married, had my daughter, And don't get me wrong, it's a happy marriage, but I can't keep up this pretense because I love my wife, right? I do love her, and but I can't keep doing what I'm doing because I don't know what to do. I'm hurting them. I'm hurting them without them knowing it.
And so you say that your marriage is happy. How can it be a happy marriage when, A, you're living a lie? Now, I just want to be clear for our listeners. You're 150% gay. You're not bisexual. You are 150% homosexual.
Well, I do have sex with my wife. We do. I do enjoy it. But again, it's just, it's more mechanical than anything, you know. It's not that I'm, there's a reluctance there. You know, I much prefer, if I'm honest with myself, I much prefer being with men.
So when you have sex with your wife, it's a chore, obviously, because you're not enjoying it.
No, like, I can't lie. It is pleasurable, but you know, I suppose it's not what I would like it to be. It's not what I... How do I put it into words? It's a means to an end, I suppose. It's just...
Has she any inkling, or has she ever had any inkling that your sexuality is in question? Because women have a habit of being able to pick up on little things. Has she ever questioned it, ever asked you anything? Has she noticed anything because things might be different in the bedroom?
No idea. My folks don't know. My brother and sister don't know. My closest friends in the world don't know. Nobody knows. The only person that knows that I'm gay is me.
Have you cheated on your wife with men? During the course of your relationship, have you slept with other men?
I have, yeah. I have. It shames me to say. That's another thing. I can't keep doing this. Like, I'd said to her before that I'm heading off on a work trip and I'd be away for the weekend. I've done this a couple of times on her. And I'd get on a short flight, I'd hop over to Manchester and check out the gay scene over there. I'd have a hotel. I'd try and just get with a guy. I've done that maybe 3 or 4 times over the 5 years we've been married. And it fills me with shame. It really does, because I'm fighting it. And I don't know how people are going to react to me telling them this.
And I understand one of the reasons you didn't, obviously, and that was something that you said in the original message to us about you having one-night stands with other men, and that was one of the reasons you didn't want callers to talk to you on. Or is that the reason? What is the main reason that you didn't want people challenging you? Obviously, we're going to challenge you, but what was the main reason you didn't want callers on talking to you about your story?
Because important enough as it is, I don't need people telling me what's right and what's wrong. I know what's wrong. What's wrong is that I'm gay. I don't want to be gay.
Well, sorry for cutting across you, Gary. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being gay. And I mean, a lot of my friends who are gay are the happiest people you could ever meet. They're delighted with life.
This isn't the 60s anymore. It's not where you are shunned or you're looked down on or judged, not by the majority of society or anybody worth knowing. So is it a case, well, how long do you think you can sustain this for? Because the way you're living now, it's not sustainable.
I don't know. If I was to come out and tell everyone the truth, it would destroy my family. I don't even know how my own parents or family would react. I have a little girl, lads, and she's 2. How is she going to react to know that I've let her mammy down by marrying her in the first place?
Well, let me ask you that question. Why did you marry your partner? How long were you with her before you got married? You married her 5 years ago. How long were you with her before you decided to get married?
About 8 years. 8 years in a relationship.
So A plus 5, my God, is 13. You've been with her 13 years living a lie. That's awful.
I feel sorry for Gary. I do. I feel a level of sympathy. But I really feel, and I'm not trying to put you down or anything, but what you're doing to your wife is wrong, and to a point it's almost selfish, because you're saying you don't want your family to know or her to know. You'd be doing her a favour if you told her. the way she's living now.
Well, not at the start.
Not at the start, but she'd go on and she'd probably meet somebody who is physically attracted to her and wants to have sex with her and wants to have a life with her. I mean, what you're doing at the moment, right, okay, I do feel sorry for you, but it's wrong.
Well, he knows it's wrong. He said that himself. Do me a favour, stay there for a second, Gary, because we've so many other questions that we want to ask you. I know you're getting upset about it. We don't want to upset you. That's the one thing we don't want to do. Compose yourself and we will come back to you in one moment. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
It's a very different podcast today. Myself and Katie are doing, and we're talking to Gary on the other line. This, as I said at the start of the podcast, this is something we've been planning to do for the last couple of weeks, and it's finally come around. Gary said he would talk to us on account that we disguised his voice and that we wouldn't let callers have a go at him. And I hope you can understand why, because he's in quite a low place. We have to protect Gary while we still have to ask other questions. He's known he was gay since he was a teenager, married 5 years, has a 2-year-old daughter, has been on trips to Manchester. I think that's the bit that got to you, wasn't it, Katie? That he goes.
It's living a whole other life. Like, this isn't just, you know, having a one night stand. This is going out seeking this kind of thing. It's going out seeking sex with men. I just think it'd be better for yourself and her to be honest and let her go. Let her live her life.
It's too hard. Okay, just, I don't want this to be misconstrued, but the woman I married, I do love. She's an incredible mother. She's an incredible partner. And it's such a spike I have that I don't know how to deal with it. I hurts me that I'm putting her, you know?
Initially, by the way, I'm not an expert in this. Initially, it would tear her apart. Okay, yeah. Gary, it would absolutely tear her apart that she has been lied to over X amount of years.
Yeah.
But since she met you, she's been lied to. But in the end, the big picture would be relief that she's not in and I don't mean to call your relationship a dud, but it's a dud of a relationship.
It's a dead end. This isn't like where you can compromise. You can't compromise on being gay. You can't compromise on your sexuality. It's not like choosing Italian or Chinese for takeaway. This is too big. Your relationship and your marriage cannot survive it. And the longer you live this life of pretense and the longer this draws out, she'll find out another way eventually. And this is the point where I think you need to kind of, I'm sorry to say it, but you need to put on your big boy pants and you need to end the relationship, not for yourself just, but for her as well, because what you're doing at the moment, it's selfish.
It's not just my wife and my daughter, it's my mum and my dad. I think my mum, she probably be all right. My dad, he would disown me, he'd be ashamed. I have no idea how my friends, my closest friends, the lads have no fucking clue. No clue. No inkling whatsoever. There's just so many things. How would she react to it? Would it get out? The talk of the fucking town.
But it's not the... Gary,
it's not
you're
the 60s. You're talking about being the talk of the town. This isn't like the olden days when the church controlled everything and it was wrong to be gay. And if people don't accept it and accept you for who you are, then the fact of the matter is that those are people that you do not need or want in your life. Even your dad. A parent is supposed to love their child unconditionally, regardless of what their sexuality, what they do, who they are. They're supposed to love them unconditionally. And if your dad cannot love you unconditionally based on the fact that you are a homosexual, then you are better off without your dad in your life.
My folks are in their 80s, you know what I mean? They're old school, Katie. They don't fly LGBTQ. flags or any of that. They don't believe that. They go to church. That'll tell you how much I'd be ostracized.
But you don't know that until you actually, or have your parents over the years, have they said stuff that would lead you to believe that they wouldn't be accepting of gay people?
My dad wouldn't know me. I mean, mum, I don't know, she might be malleable, I suppose, but it's my dad, Jesus, no, he wouldn't. You kind of say stuff without saying it. Like, we all say things behind closed doors that's seen as banter. Like, you would dream of airing it in public or anything. And, you know, I cringe a little bit inside when the lads say certain things. I mean, my dad might say certain things. Big girls' blouses and all of this kind of stuff, and you're just kind of sitting there going, Jesus, imagine coming out to him.
So let's say you are ostracised from the family, as you so
which
say.
I don't believe.
No, I don't believe it either. I don't believe it. I think you're thinking of worst case scenario. But let's say, for whatever reason, it happens. Your family shun you. Is it worse? Would that be worse than living the way you're living now? Because the way you're living now,
it's not good.
I think it's worse. It might even, I think, you know, even if they didn't accept it in the initial, after the initial kind of coming out, the parents, 99.9% of parents just want what's best for their kids.
They want their kids to be happy.
I have no doubt that your parents, I don't know your parents, but I've no doubt that even if they weren't happy at the start, that they would come round. But even if they didn't, being ostracised from the family, it can't be any worse than the way you're living now.
These are the options I'm weighing up in my head, Kate. Do I come out and have all of that happen? Or do I just continue doing what I'm doing and take it to the grave and people are none the wiser?
Well, what you're doing now, Gary, is to a point it's selfish because you are...
But he knows that, Katie. He knows
no,
that.
No, but he's saying... So what? He's thinking of himself here. And he is. He's saying, do I come out to the world? What are they going to think of me? I'm hearing a lot of me, me, me. What you're doing is you're not thinking about the bigger picture, as Jeremy said. You have a wife there who you say you love and you have a kid there. Now, this won't change much for your kid, only the fact that mommy and daddy won't be together, because whether daddy's straight or gay, it doesn't make a difference
lots
for a kid.
Lots of kids have gay dads.
Lots of kids have gay dads. Once you're a good parent, that's all that matters, regardless of what your sexuality is. It would obviously change things with the relationship. But you'd be setting your wife free to go and be with somebody who loves her the way she deserves to be loved.
You were just saying, Katie, you were just saying, I've had this conversation in my own head multiple times, but what you said there was I was being selfish. I would see it sometimes. So I know it is selfish, but maybe you could look at it as unselfish, because the only one hurting this scenario right now is me.
That's very true.
As opposed to multiple people.
And that's obviously playing in the back of your mind, isn't it, Gary? That if you come out and come clean about this whole thing, that so many people are going to be hurt, and you're thinking of them being hurt.
I'd rather just be me not being true to myself than hurting a whole load of people, potentially losing my mum and dad, to definitely losing my wife, to having visits to my daughter at the weekends, divorce. Holy shit, lads. There's so much. We've got a house. Like, we're living together. What happens? Well, where do we go?
How much longer can you live like this, though? You're saying, where will he go? What will he do?
Sure, he's been living this since he was 16.
You're 35 years old. You have probably another 30, 40 years on this planet, probably more the way things are today. People are living longer. Do you want to spend the rest of your life living like this, living a lie, and then be on your deathbed thinking, God, I wasn't true to myself. I didn't do what I wanted to do. I wasn't with someone who I was supposed to be with, or somebody you were attracted to, or you're making a life with somebody that you should be making a life with.
I'm looking at it that as much as I'm living this life, Katie, I am in a relationship with a woman who loves me, and I do love her, just not the way I want to love. I'm only hurting me at the moment and living this life. I know there's so many permutations that you have to consider when you talk about coming out, and this is why I'm struggling with this big time, because I've got my mum and dad, my brother and sister, my very close mates, my wife, my daughter, the living situation will change, divorce, all of that stuff. And like you said, I'm in my mid-30s. She'll get the house. I'll have visitation rights with my daughter at the weekend. All of that kind of stuff is mulling around in my head. It's melting my brain.
I hear where you're coming from, and it's not as simple as some people would make out to be. You know, just tell the truth. Do me a favor, Gary. Stay there for a second. We have a couple more questions. We have a lot more questions to ask you. And I don't want to say this, and we say this to him off air as well. If it gets too upsetting for you, please, please just let us know and we'll finish the conversation.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophumm.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I just want to say, for those of you listening to the podcast, neither myself or Katie, and this, that goes without saying, are qualified to talk about stuff like this. But it was Gary that reached out to us wanting to talk about it. Let me ask you, actually, Gary, on that point, have you spoken to, and because there's some great groups out there for dealing with people who are in the situation that you're in, which we will get the staff to pass on to you after this. Have you spoken to any professional people about this? Any people who work for LGBT community charities, stuff like that?
No. Petrified to tell a soul.
So why did you come to us? I know you're a long-term listener. You've been listening for over 20 years, you said. But why us?
I don't know. I just... Because you said you'd be able to disguise my voice. Please do that. I just wanted to say it. You know? Say it out loud for once in my fucking life. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to... I just needed to just talk to fucking somebody about this, you know?
Do you feel better now having gotten it off your chest? Do you feel better having spoken to someone about it, to say it out loud to other human beings?
I don't know how I feel, Katie. The more I'm talking to you guys about it, the more I'm thinking just keep doing what you're doing. Don't hurt a whole fucking rake of people. Just take it to the grave with you. You know, just then you're not hurting anyone. Then nobody's any the wiser.
I get that. And I mean, the divorces are horrible. I have friends who've gone through divorces, you know, becoming a weekend dad, which that's not necessarily what's going to happen either, Gary, that if this all does come out. And I know you love your daughter very much. She's at the age, she's only two, she's at the age where she won't even understand this. If you do decide to go your separate way, she won't remember a time, or she probably won't even find out that daddy was living a lie. I want to ask you about, obviously, because this is a very important part of what's going on in your situation, the physical relationship. Are you going to have to continue to satisfy yourself physically by doing what you were doing by going off to Manchester?
I can't lie. I'm sure I will. I'm sure I know that sounds fucking awful, guys, but unless you're in my shoes, you don't understand. You've never had to fight this. I think it's insulting to gay people to call it a feeling. It's not like I'm going away to cheat, to have a ride. It's so hard to explain. I don't even see it as cheating, but I know it is. This is why I'm talking to you as well. Surely to God, somebody has experienced this, or maybe someone can explain it better than I can, because I just can't get the words out to me.
I get what you're trying to say. I've obviously never been in that situation. I don't have any gay tendencies at all, but I understand that as a gay man, you are attracted to men and you need to satisfy yourself in that way. I assume when you're doing these things, over in Manchester, that you're wearing protection, that you're being safe.
Yeah, absolutely. When I go over there, and I know Manchester is not far away; it's fairly close to home. So I mean, that's a risk. I was even thinking of heading over to San Francisco for a work trip. But when I'm over there and I'm on the gay scene, I feel free. Do you know what I mean? This sense of freedom washes over me, and then I have this other side going, you prick. You know what I mean? It's very hard to explain, but I can be me, and then when I come back, again, I love her, and she loves me, and the dynamic looks like any other family, but I just have this, other life.
I know from talking to you, I know that you love her.
This is a very difficult one. It's a very difficult one because my heart is breaking for you, genuinely, because I can tell you're not a bad guy who's dirty or wants to go out and have a ride or cheat on your wife. I can tell that it's a lot more deep-rooted and, you know, it's an emotional thing as well. But my heart is also breaking for your wife at home who doesn't know. It's just, it really is just a heartbreaking situation.
And are you certain, I know we asked you this question earlier, are you certain that she doesn't suspect anything that she thinks? Like, if we were to have her on the other line here and we were to ask her, what's your marriage like to Gary? Obviously, Gary's not your real name. But if we were to ask her, what's your marriage like to your husband? What would she say?
She'd be very happy. I treat her like any woman deserves to be treated. She's a queen. She really is. And I love her. I love her so much. I don't know what to fuck with her. I can't keep doing this. I don't want to come out because I lose everything. I lose fucking everything.
That's not necessarily true,
no,
Gary.
It's not.
And as I said, we're going to put you in contact with some groups after you talk to us.
I'm not a professional on this. I don't know. But I think definitely the first thing I would do is contact, you know, a group or some kind of charity that kind of can help you, I suppose, with the road to
here's the thing.
Self-discovery.
Here's the thing, Gary. You probably feel now that you're the only person in this situation. By the way, he's not. We've spoken to
I'd say this is so common. Men and women. I say this is so common from both.
Gary, we spoke to someone, I'd say not on the podcast, on one of our radio shows about 5 or 6 years ago.
I remember
That was in a similar situation to you, and he was going into some place in some sauna or something in town at the weekends and fulfilling his needs. I don't know where that fella is now, by the way. But do not for one moment think that you're the only person that's gone through this, Gary.
I'm sure I'm not. I've been taking a little girl, and she's only two. What happens if my wife just goes absolutely crazy, which she'd be fairly entitled to, and just decides to get out of our lives, you know? What rights am I going to have? This is it, thinking little girl, nothing else in the world.
Okay, first of all, again, not a legal expert, but I know a bit about family law. You know, there's no blame game in divorce. There's no blame game. A judge is not going to look upon you unfavorably because of your sexuality or anything like that. That is not the case. And there's no point in 90 and say she's not going to be angry when you come out. She'll be hurt. She'll be angry. She'll go through all those emotions. Or maybe, just maybe, Gary,
she might be supportive.
Yeah, maybe she'll turn around and she'll say, you'd be surprised how people, I mean, you're with the woman years, you'd be surprised how much she's probably picked up on.
She's no clue. This would knock her for six. It really would. Nobody in my family would have any, I'm not in any way a feminist. I watch football, I drink pints, all of that stuff, you know. I know that there's a certain stigma with gay guys, but some of us are very blokey, and I happen to be one. Nobody would have a clue. Not a clue. I'd be very, very, very surprised if someone turned around and said, I kind of knew.
Okay, Gary, here's what we're going to do, as I said. And I know you didn't come on here looking for answers because you weren't going to get them from us. All we're doing is giving advice and giving our opinion.
We can tell you to go and speak to someone, a professional.
We're going to put you in contact with those people because it's just, I don't think you can go on the way you are. You're very upset. You sound, I will say this, you sound like a great dad. And a great, as much of a husband as you can be. You love your wife. You love your wife completely.
It's an unfortunate situation. Not the fact that you're gay.
The fact that you're gay
The fact that you're gay, there's nothing wrong with that. It's an unfortunate situation because you're stuck between lying to yourself and hurting other people. And people are going to get hurt regardless. If you stay in this, you're going to get hurt. If you come out, your wife's going to get hurt. But I would also recommend maybe as a side to, you know, the charities that can help, also speaking to maybe a therapist to help you process all of this. A counsellor, some kind of mental health counsellor.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, that's where my head is. I don't know where I go from here.
Well, we're telling you where to go from here. We're going to put you in contact with people who will be able to sort it out. And we're going to stay in contact with you, Gary.
That's what I was going to say. I actually genuinely, listening to him, he sounds like a broken man. And yeah. I would genuinely be concerned for your mental health.
We will keep in contact with you. We might have an update with you next week. But we will call you off air as well.
Yeah.
And talk to you about the different people to talk to, okay?
Yeah, cheers. Disguise my voice, yeah?
Yeah.
You have the WhatsApp phone number there, and you know you can call it at any time. The number you used to contact us initially, that phone stays on one of us. It's either myself, Adrian, or Jeremy. And it's on 24/7, so you know you can contact us anytime. Okay, Gary?
Yeah. Thanks a million, guys.
Thanks very much, Gary. Wow. That is a lot. People will probably ask, why did you talk to him? Anyway, you're not qualified. And I'll tell you why. He wanted to talk to us, okay? He actually reached out to us. And we weren't going to say, no, we don't want to talk to you. We are putting them now in contact with professionals who will be able to deal with this, properly. But he was the one that reached out to talk to us. Anyway, thank you for listening to this latest special edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. We'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.